The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 2-0 overall and host Air Force at noon Eastern time on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Okay, thank you. Great game, great environment this past weekend versus Oregon. Want to again thank our students and our fans and everybody who put this game on as well. Outstanding experience, and we're looking forward to Air Force coming in, so I'll take questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take those questions.
To star one on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Daniel Huthman with USA Today.
Hi, Mark. How's it going?
Good. Good.
In college sports, it's just with fans and media, I think there's always an interest in sort of assessing where a team is from week to week, and that assessment can change drastically based on the previous Saturday's result. I'm just wondering, in your experience at Michigan State and throughout your coaching career, is there a time or a point in the season in general where you feel like you've been able to really figure out what your team is, what its identity is, or is that sort of a moving target in your mind?
I think it's a little bit of a moving target because every week things change for you, and you know, there's some type of adversity you're going to have to handle, and it's really your team is sort of determined by how you handle those difficult situations. Even you look at last year's national champion, and they handled adversity throughout. If you look at us the year before, we had a quarterback battle going on and not much offensively, and then all of a sudden we hit the accelerator. So I think that those things are sort of you know, figured out as you move forward, and I think November itself is that time of year where really people start to or finally have their identity, who they really are, sort of shows in November.
Have you had to talk to your team at all this week or been felt like you should about the sort of external conversation that, hey, you know, that Oregon win was so big that now Michigan State, you know, is a playoff team potentially?
No, we've talked. First of all, the way we've talked about this was our second game. This was our first game at home, and we've got 10 more games to go. And this game will pay dividends at the end of the season, not at the beginning. And it'll only do that if we continue to do well. So we've tried to take a very mature outlook in this, and I hope our players understand that. We have a very good Air Force team coming in here to play. It's a different dynamic to play against. And so that's why we've always tried to handle things and try not to get too far ahead of ourselves, and we'll try and focus on the present.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, you played a lot of defensive linemen on Saturday night. Can you talk about how much talent is in that playing group, and do you expect to rotate that many guys in and out of the game the rest of the year?
Well, I think that our feeling is that you need to roll defensive linemen in and out and keep them fresh. We've always played a lot of defensive linemen here. If you're good enough to play, you're going to play. So right now we've seen some guys that are gaining experience. I think Demetrius Cooper's a guy that doesn't start but plays a lot and has really had two very, very good games. We saw good things happening with their senior, Damon Knox, played very well. And then also Craig Evans played extremely well. And then at the other defensive end, Montez Sweat and Evan Jones played a little bit. And so depends how they practice, depends on how they come into the game and begin to play. But those are the backups, and we're fortunate to have those guys. And, you know, we'll graduate some guys this next year, so we need to continue to bring the experience level of our younger players forward.
On the other side of the ball, tight end looks like another position of depth and strength for you. There were some big completions Saturday night and in the opener as well. What does this group of tight ends bring as far as a variety of options, if you will, for the offense?
Well, Jim Bowman, our tight ends coach, does an outstanding job with those guys, and he's really built that unit into a position of strength for us. So we really use, right now, we use three tight ends, and they're They're in there at every different situation, so we sort of just play them, keep them fresh and play them. Sometimes we're using two, sometimes three, sometimes one. So it sort of varies, but they all had about 30-plus plays this past weekend. So that's a positive as well, and I also feel we have a couple more guys that are very good players as well that have not played yet, and Dylan Chimura I'm drawing a blank, and Matt. Good players, good situation, and we'll continue to improve on that.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Coach, was that unusual that even in the spring you were simulating that Air Force offense, given that it's a week three game?
It might be unusual for some, but for us, because we had not experienced playing against them, I thought it was very important that we look to the future and at least give our guys some exposure, whether it's the scout team running it or whether it's our players, and then do drills surrounding that. Now, hopefully that pays dividends, but I think it's extremely difficult to prepare for a football team like that if you have 3 days to prepare. So we've worked on it then. We've worked on it this summer, and we'll see how it goes. But as I said in my press conference today, if you're a high school coach and you run that type of offense, you're going one of three places to visit those people to find out more about it, because they are the best at what they do, and that's Air Force, Georgia Tech, and Navy. From my perspective. So I think that those they run a very, very up-tempo, highly involved option offense.
Yeah.
It puts a lot of pressure on you.
Thanks so much.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News. Bill, your line is open. You
Hello?
May be on mute.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Coach. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Sorry about that. I was just wondering, with that different dynamic, when you see a team that's going to, obviously they've thrown less than 20 times in two games, does that take away maybe how aggressive your scheme is going into this game?
Well, I think that you've always got to play defense to the limit to take away what an offensive team does best. If they're throwing, you got to pressure the quarterback. If they're predominantly running team, then you better stop the basic thing that they do. So obviously you got to be a great tackling team in at any point in time, because missed tackles are what's going to hurt you as much as anything. Got to be able to stay on your feet. Option football is extremely assignment oriented, as is most different type of football offensive schemes these days. And I think innovative offenses across this country are doing a very good job of putting you in run pass conflicts, and they do the same thing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks. Go Green.